Cruz, stay with Tina Cruz.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Mason Dixon here in the studio and on the phone. Tina Goodrich. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, everybody. How
Happy
are you?
Happy Saturday. Yes, we're all doing well here for sure.
So, Tina, are you still a realtor?
I am.
I hear you got a new job.
And I do have a new job, and the news is traveling fast. But we did close on Village Coin Laundromat, and Mark and I are the new owners.
All right.
Congratulations. Can you do my laundry?
Yeah, she can.
Yes,
the answer is yes.
Yes.
So tell us, is you changing the name?
We changed it to Goodies Wash and Go.
Are you going to put up a sign?
We are going to put up a sign.
I will pay you $10 if you put an R in there and have it be Goodies Wash and Go. That sounds so much better.
Goodies Wash and
Go. No, put the R in there. Wash and Go.
Wash and Go.
Okay, I think that'd be better. So, anyway, congratulations. I ain't never seen somebody so excited to do laundry before.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that funny? I mean, who would have thought?
Be washing someone's underwear.
Yeah, well, that kind of goes along with the job, surely. I mean, you know, we do a lot of short-term rentals. As you know, in South Haven, we have a lot of short-term rentals that turn over every week, and they need bedding cleaned on a weekly basis. And so Village Coin Laundry, for the last probably strong 10 years, they've been doing that. So we've taken that on. We are going to continue doing short-term rentals and turning over the bedding for them, the towels. And then also he has a great reputation now with residential. So he's doing residential right now. And that consists of doing a lot of personal items for the clients.
Yeah. Are you at the laundromat now?
I am at the laundromat. Yeah. So being at the laundromat as an owner, we'll be in and out of the laundromat daily and doing this and that. Overall, we're the owners. So we're really jumping in the ring of fire and learning all of everybody's jobs here.
Yeah.
We want to be able to do any of the jobs that our employees are doing.
Okay. Well, we can bring over a bunch of laundry for you to test it all out if you would like.
Yeah, what happens? Well, because I know it's a coin-operated laundry, right? People can do their own.
It is coin-operated.
And what are the prices?
Let's see. The coin-operated, it's all still quarter.
Well, that, I mean, everything. But it takes more than one quarter.
But it takes more than one quarter. But everything is ran by quarters here. So this is a quarter coin-operated business.
Right, so how much does it cost to do one load of wash?
$350.
How much for one load to dry?
And then to dry, you probably could do it in $1, $1.50.
Okay.
So $350, $455.
$5 or so per load?
For a load
and
of
And you guys got like max, and they're like big washers and dryers, right?
Oh, yeah. You can do, this was just for a simple wash, which was the $3.50. We also
you got like the deluxe wash, like the car wash too?
Well, there's 20 pounders for the $350.
Okay.
And then you got the 30 pounders.
And that's just the size of the drum. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And then there are, and there's just about 100 machines in this laundromat.
And that's so, total washers and dryers?
Yeah, there's a good probably 70 wash machines and probably a good 30 dryers, I would say.
And
but these wash machines, they have the smaller ones that are $350 for 20 pound. Up to 30 pound is $5, and the 40 pound jumps up to $7. And then we have the 60 pounds, which is great for comforters, your simple bathroom rugs. They don't take the big runner rugs just yet.
Yeah, you know what? That makes perfect sense. I would just, once the comforter needs to be washed, I'd just throw it away and get another one. So you actually, because I could never wash it. My stuff's way too small at home. I never even thought about going to the laundromat for that.
Right. Yeah, that's what these big ones are for. The big ones are $10. And they're great for, you know, the big comforters. And then we have the big deluxe dryer. So you can throw it in one of the big dryers and
So when you celebrated closing and you got the keys and it was all yours and stuff, did you and Goody crawl in one of them big $10 ones and turn it on?
Well, we just today being this would be our third day in the laundromat. You know, we've learned some things just in these last 3 days. Yeah. You know, I fold clothes at home for myself, but when I fold a fitted sheet, I just ravel it all up together.
No,
but here it's different.
Right.
You actually fold a fitted sheet.
Okay. Yeah. Now we'll have to get a lesson on how to do that. It sounds like a video.
Yes, and it is.
And how much of the business is self-serve and how much of it is...
We serve?
Yeah. How much laundry you end up having to do?
The wash, fold, and dry department is like on the north end of the laundromat. He actually has a back room with washing machines and dryers and folding tables, and a lot of the laundry is processed right here in the back. Probably 25% of the business. And the other 75% of Village Coin, which is now Goody's Wash and Go, is the self-serve. And that's the biggest portion of the laundromat is the self-serve.
And how do you charge for the, what did you call it? Wash,
fold, and go. Dry.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, wash, fold, and dry.
Wash, fold, and dry.
Not necessarily in that order.
Why don't you wash, dry, and fold?
And we did bump the prices up. So we are, beefing up the prices because we have new ownership and new plans. So we got to cover all of that. So we went, Village Coin Laundry has been running for $1.80 a pound. So you actually bring in this laundry bag full of your stuff, come to the counter, it's put on a scale, weighs it, give the client how many pounds, and now we're at $2.25 a pound.
Hey, Miss Tina, what you should do is say we'll weigh it once we get it out of the wash, because then you have all that water weight, it'll be a little heavier, you make more money that way.
Well, a lot of times you want to weigh the laundry in the beginning and at the very end.
Oh, like at the junkyard.
Weigh the same.
After all
they
their change fell
the
out of
same.
Their pockets.
And then what do you do if you get missing socks? Because that always happens at laundromat.
We're going to have to make that a mystery for a moment because we need to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to find out where all the socks go when you wash them. On Rob Bird's Moondog Show, let's talk real estate. Or laundromat with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to ufctreecare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the Lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich, Mason
Let's
Dixon.
Talk laundry.
What did I say? Let's talk laundry with Tina Goodrich. And, you know, I have to ask because I've said it a couple times and I've already seen it. I've said laundromat and you say laundromat. Is that
right?
What is it? Both? Is it laundro?
You know what?
Laundro.
In this one town I was in, they had three different laundromats, and it spelled it three different ways. It was launder, yeah. L-A-U-N-D-E-R, laundromat, and then they had a laundromat with an O, and then they had a laundromat with an A.
Yeah.
And then down south,
covering everything.
And down south,
they
got washaterias.
Washaterias. Sorry.
Yes, down south in Texas, all of the laundromats are called washaterias.
That is crazy, huh?
Yeah, I've noticed that in Texas. Yeah. Now, they may be in other places, but in Texas, they're called washaterias.
Yeah. All right, mystery of the socks. Where do they go?
Yeah, so you said you lost a sock. I'm wondering what you have to do. Do you have to buy them a new pair or what?
Well, sometimes, you know, the socks can get ate up by the washing machine. They actually can get sucked through the washing machine and through the drain. And same thing with the dryer. Somehow the socks too can end up in, well, you know, a lot of times when you're doing your wash too, the sock sticks up at the top of the wash or down in the crease. And if you don't roll the tumbler around, then you will never find that other sock.
And do you have proof that there were two socks when you put them in, unless you clip them together?
Because that's what I would do, is I would send her 10 different socks that had only one, all of my orphans, so I could say, where did all my socks go? You lost all my socks and have to buy me new socks.
Well, if I ended up with an extra sock in somebody's laundry, I would probably go back to the dryer wash machine and make sure that it wasn't in there.
Now, if someone, if there's an orphan, I can like hang them up with whose sock does this belong to? Or
you can have a big board.
Well, they did have a lost and found, but it's been gone for a while. So we may put something up for a donation area of items that people don't want after they wash them.
And it, no, wait a second.
I think you can make artwork out of
them. It's not necessarily that you don't want, because one time I went to the laundromat, and about a week later, I realized I never did get that load out of the wash. And it's like I lost so many of my favorite clothes.
See? Well, I think the biggest thing that I found doing the wash, fold, and dry is not mixing it up with somebody else's clothes.
Ooh, stressful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, because you're getting a lot of laundry in by different clients.
Mm-hmm. You could be responsible for divorces.
We opened up the door. They were coming in.
Some nice lacy underwear come to
the wrong house. Yeah. Women filing for divorce and everything.
Now, Mason started it. I just added to it.
Well, as far as doing personal laundry, you know, I mean, these are people's items that they've spent a lot of money on, you know, and the care from the laundromat is, you know, about caring about somebody else's clothes.
And if they come out all pink, what do you do?
You better throw them back in the wash machine with some bleach.
Okay.
But you know what? These, the girls that have been working here at Village Coin, Rose and Sabina have been with, see, Rose has been with Les for over 12 years.
Wow.
And Sabina,
they know their laundry.
They know the laundry. They know exactly what is color guarded, what is, you know, needs to, if it's a little pink, it can go in with the whites because it's color guarded. But generally, you want them separated, your whites and
you didn't
colors.
Know that?
In the short-term rentals, you're doing all whites. It's all white sheets, all white towels.
Classic linens.
You know, it's really pretty much what I see come through here so far as a lot of white linens.
Yeah, okay.
So that part is pretty easy, but we are beefing up our employees. We've got a couple new girls that are going to be coming in, and we're going to really grab a hold of the wash, dry, and fold, offer it to South Haven, because that hasn't been offered to South Haven on a small note. So hopefully we can broaden that up and, you know, maybe do some pickup and delivery.
Who are you sticking it to for the management?
Well, our daughter Cheyenne is going to be the manager.
I love that.
Yep. She's going to be coming on. She's been working in Kalamazoo at Western, and she decided to take our offer on managing the laundromat.
Did you have to twist her arm at all? Was there a little twist of the arm?
Not too much. Not too much. She's pretty excited about coming on board.
Congratulations,
and then we made Rose. We made Rose our floor manager.
Who?
Rose.
Rose who?
And she's, I don't know Rose's last name right off the
you
bat.
You will when you have to sign her paycheck. Yeah, her did she get a big raise with that promotion?
When I start signing their paychecks, then I'll, definitely have their last name. But I know
Rose,
Rose
Violet
and Sabina.
Today. Rose and Sabina.
Rose and Sabina. Great workers. Again, they've been with Les for a while. They know the wash, dry, and fold business. So they're actually training Cheyenne and I.
Okay.
On the process of wash, dry, and fold. And that's what I found is mainly is keeping things separated so they don't get mixed in with other people's
laundry. Is that the biggest challenge right there?
It really is. Because today I've had a couple, I was like, wait a second. I think these makeup towels went into this basket.
You should ask Rose if she would fire you if she was the boss.
You were the boss. Would you fire me?
And who's going to train Goody how to fix them washing machines?
Well, Goody, now he's got a great background of maintenance under his belt now.
They're pretty
simple
machines.
So the wash machines and the dryers are something new to him, but there's some things that you have to call a tech in for some of the techie stuff. But for changing hoses and things
belts
that may get caught
in
the drain, those are things that Goody can do. We don't have to call in a special tech to do that.
And how about them quarters? Does somebody come in to get the quarters, like one of them armored trucks?
I was just going to say, that's Goody's job. Goody's actually taken everything that Les did, and he'll be the money counter.
Now, here's my next question here, and we've only got about 30 seconds for this one, but when I bring in a bag of change to the bank, they run it through their machine, and they take some of it.
What?
Now, and if I brought them just 100,
what do you mean they
brought,
take some?
They do.
It.
They take a percentage of your.
No.
Just like the Coinstar does at Meijer.
I don't think so.
My Consumers Credit Union, they do. And so if you bring it in quarters, are they taking some of it? Because if I brought them $100 bill to put into my account, they wouldn't take any of it. But if you brought all your change in, they would.
No, because our system goes in money bags, and they're already pre-counted. So then from here, they go right to the bank.
Yeah, well, they don't trust you for even a quarter. If you leave out a quarter, they scold you. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're either going to be talking more laundromat.
Washateria.
When we come back, or will we maybe we can talk about some real estate. When we come
How
back,
about
I,
that?
Yeah, Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David, Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David, Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
Hey y'all, this here's Racing Mason Dixon, and I want to invite you to check out my new video series, Racing with Mason, on PowerTube TV. Every Monday night at 8:30 Eastern, a new episode is released. Watch the premiere and join in on the live chat. You'll find it at youtube.com/@WatchPowerTubeTV. Every episode is a new racing adventure. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe to the new PowerTube TV channel, and you'll be all set to go racing with Mason.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon here in the studio.
It's Let's Talk Real Estate.
I was going to say that. Mason Dixon here for Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich. I was. You always jump on me. You're always quick.
I just thought Tina should get top billing. It's Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
All right, so it's Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
And I happen to just be here.
Yes, and Mason just happens to be here. So, and as you can hear, Tina Goodrich is still on the phone. Tina, are we going to talk more laundry, goodies, wash and go, or are we going to talk about some real estate here?
Let's talk about some real estate. I got a new listing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought I saw you had a new listing.
Yep.
Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you. And we're getting action on Ernie's. Bam.
Right on. That's awesome.
Okay.
That's got to make him feel good, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you have any competition, or did you just want it and you gobbled it all up for yourself?
No, really. The laundromat wasn't on the market.
Yeah, she went in there and strong-armed the guy. She went in there and strong-armed the guy to sell it.
Sold the asylum in, and now I own this place.
Yeah, you need to get out. I want it.
No, they were ready to retire, and a few handful of local people knew that Les and Barb were ready to retire. And so there was a few people that were after the laundromat. We weren't the only ones. We just were the ones that happened to get it.
Congratulations. Right. Yeah. And what's your new listing?
You know, and so now as a realtor, you know, I'm still doing my real estate, just getting a hold of the laundromat at the beginning here as far as managing it. But I did get a new listing recently, 00839 County Road 687, which is also 66th Street.
Mm-hmm.
3-bedroom, 2-bath for $235,000.
Yeah. You're not seeing too many of those 200,000 houses, $200,000 houses.
Yeah, there's a couple of them now that you're seeing popping up, but more in the countryside, not city limits. But on the countryside.
How many outbuildings does it have?
It has one nice large shed in the back, probably a 24 by 30.
Mm-hmm.
Big enough for almost like a small car to fit in.
Yeah.
So I would say that garage door is a 24 footer. But nice shed in the back. Freedom of a well and septic. We talked about that. Having a septic and well, you don't have to pay for. You just have to manage them.
Right.
And, you know, do some Brittix maybe in your septic. Maintain it. And a lot of people don't empty their septics for years if they maintain
them. That's Rob Dog has
them. You never have to.
So you said 66th Street. How far north or south is it?
It's just north of Phoenix, probably about maybe a mile, just before Baseline Road. So it is in Van Buren County, because as we know, as soon as you cross Baseline, that's Allegan County. So this one's in South Haven Township, which is even great.
Mm-hmm.
South Haven Township, Van Buren County. Probably about 5 miles, I would say, out of the city limits of South Haven.
That's about a perfect location.
Not too far away from Mama's TJM Barbecue.
Yeah, it's really a stone throw to Cal Haven Trail.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have interest in the Cal Haven Trail biking, this would make a cute little rental because it's so close to the Cal Haven Outpost Campground and the Cal Haven Trail.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a nice location for sure.
Right. Yeah, great location. And for $235,000, you can't beat that, you know, for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And a full basement.
A full finished basement?
Full basement, not finished.
Not finished,
but
full.
It could be finished.
Right.
It could be finished. It's a really nice basement. They started putting a fireplace, probably electric fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And an area they didn't put it in, but it's all framed and ready for one.
Okay. So it's a nice dry basement.
Nice dry basement.
Yeah, those are sometimes hard to come by here in Michigan.
Yeah. I mean, for a full basement, for extra storage, and you got the shed in the back, well and septic. And this place has been totally updated with new paint job throughout, new flooring throughout, a new furnace.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got some great new things added to it for a move-in condition.
How's the roof? That's another big item sometimes.
Roof is in really good shape.
Okay.
How old is it? It's probably a good 10, 15 years old.
Okay.
But still, really good shape, moving condition for anybody that's looking for something that three-bedroom, two-bath, which is hard to get.
Yeah, very good. Hey, you got about a minute left here. So okay. I don't know if you want to do another listing or if there's anything else we need to cover.
Well, come see me at the laundromat. Goody's Wash and Go. Me and Goody are here in this first 30 days really getting a hold of the laundromat, knowing how Les and Barb ran it is new to us. So, yeah, if you get a chance, come down, take your comforters, and come wash them in our big 60-pounders and the big deluxe dryers and say hi. But, yeah, for real estate, still doing real estate. And if you need to get a contact with me, my number is 269-759-1076. And, of course, you can always find me on social media. Look for our new Goody's Wash and Go. We should be up there and running with some pictures and doing some social media.
Are you going to be a sponsor on the show? Because I'm about to name off our sponsors.
Definitely. We definitely will be.
All right. Hey, what was I going to say? I think you might even bring your car covers down there from those big old drums and get those babies cleaned up. Get all the oil and grit and all that stuff off of them.
Yeah, I went and been to laundromats that if you work in the oil fields or whatever, you're supposed to wash them in a separate one. Do you got a separate one for the grease monkeys?
No, we don't.
You might want to consider that.
Yeah.
I might. Well, you know, we've got some great big washers in the back, and if it was something really bad, We might consider washing it in the back.
Food for thought. All right, Tina, thank you very much. It is good to have you for Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich. All right, Mason, take us out.
All right, folks, thanks for listening to our exciting show. And if you want to hear more or go back and listen to this episode or previous ones, go to moondogshow.com. Mm-hmm. Go to moondogpro.net if you need a video, like if you how to do your laundry video or something like that. I know a guy. Trustinbirdband.com. That's for good old music. And hodfilm.com for a good old documentary. Listwithtina.net's that real estate one. And I don't know if she has her new website up, but we'd like to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers. Welcome to the airways, Goody's Wash and Go. UFCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Pure Salon and Spa, and of course our favorite organizations, Drawing Children into Reading, that's DCIR.org, and Senior Services of Van Buren County.
And don't forget, first annual Ram Salute at RamSalute.com.
RamSalute.com. Yep. I got to add that one in right below racing. Yep. Mason.com. All right, y'all, we all gonna howl at the moondog. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh. Howl at the moondog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found on the web at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2023.